I wanted to discuss something that we discussed yesterday, just briefly, because I realized that I said it over wrong, and we missed a point of emphasis, which will hopefully clarify things a little bit better. We began yesterday with discussing the Gemara in Gimel Mevez, which introduces us to the Melach of Chayresh. So the Gemara asks, why is Chayresh second? Why is it after Zareah? It really should have been before Zareah. Why? Because every person who's normal, before they plant, they plow. You don't plant, then plow. You plow, then plant. You plow a place to plant your seeds, and you plant your seeds, and they grow. Why does it first say then seeding, Zareah, planting, and then plowing? It should have said plowing, then planting. So the Gemara explained that we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael they have to plow after they plant because the ground is so hard that the seeds won't get under the ground unless they plow after they plant. So we saw that the Minchas Chinuch understood from Rashi that clearly over here we're talking about that they plowed first. They did plant and then plow, but before they planted, they plowed also. They plowed, planted, then plowed again. And the Mishnah, by putting plowing after planting as opposed to before, is teaching us an additional chiddush, and that is, of course, the plowing before the planting you're chayav for, but even the plowing that comes after the planting you're chayav for. Even the second plowing. So Minchas Chinuch asked on the Rambam, because the Rambam never mentions this chiddush about the second plowing, and in fact the Rambam switches the order of the Mishnah of the Melachos back to what should have been logical, which is Choresh then Zareah. Instead of saying it the way the Mishnah does, of Zareah then Choresh. We said the Mishnah went out of its way to say Zareah then Choresh to teach us that you're chayv even for a second plowing. But the Rambam never mentioned it, and then the Rambam goes out of his way and he switches the order of the Lama Tes Malachos to be Choresh then Zareah, kind of implying as if we're not teaching this halacha, that it's not true, or that it's not necessary to be taught, that if you plow after you plant, you'd be chayv. So Minchas Chinuch asks, why did the Rambam leave out this halacha about the second plowing? So we quoted from Rav Asher Weiss who explained that it's the Rambam and Rashi Lishitasim, but we said it over slightly wrong. The Rambam and Rashi have a fundamental machlokas about what the nature of Choresh is. We saw this yesterday. According to Rashi, every time he mentions Choresh, he says, the marpe ara, it loosens up the ground. So for Rashi, the malacha of Choresh is really a preparatory stage for planting. Meaning it's not about improving the ground, making the ground more fertile. It's about getting ready to plant. You loosen up the ground. Why do you care about loosening up the ground? In order to stick your seed in. So for Rashi, Choresh is really a preparatory stage for Zareah. It's about loosening up the ground. For the Rambam said, as we saw yesterday, Choresh is not about loosening up the ground. It's any improvement to the ground is Choresh. If you put down fertilizer, that'd be Choresh, even though it's not loose at all.
As a toldot or as a malacha?
The av malacha is about improving the ground. Sometimes it'll be an av, sometimes it'll be a toldot, clearly. But there, the Choresh is about improving the ground. Loosening up the ground if you plow it, so that improves it for planting, whatever. But it's not a preparatory stage for planting. It itself is its own malacha of improving the ground. Improving it for what? Presumably for planting. But it's improvement of the ground. It doesn't necessarily mean that you loosen it up as a preparatory stage for planting. Whereas for Rashi, the Malach of Choresh is loosening up the ground, presumably as a preparatory stage for planting. So then, Rav Asher suggested the following. He says, for Rashi, there's a big chiddush that you're chayv when you plow after you plant. Because normally plowing really is preparing to plant. What about plowing after you plant? Maybe you're not chayav for that. Because Choresh is really about loosening up the ground in order to plant, to prepare for planting. But if you already planted, now you're going to plow after, maybe you're not chayav. But for the Rambam, there's no chiddush about a second plowing. Plowing means improving the ground. So if you plow with a plow, that improves the ground. So you plow it a second time, chayav again. What difference does it make that I planted in between? Nothing. It's not a preparatory stage for planting at all. Choresh is improvement of the ground. So you plow once, chayv, plow again, chayv. So the Rambam left this whole chiddush out, for the Rambam makes no, it's not an additional chiddush that you're chayv for plowing after planting. The Mishnah taught it that way because it was talking about in Eretz Israel, and that's the way the farmers did in Eretz Israel. Hechatimso. That happened to be the way it was. But the Rambam didn't feel a need to quote it because there's no additional chiddush. It's an independent malacha of improving the ground. For Rashi, Choresh is a preparatory stage to Zareah. So then there's a big chiddush that you're chayiv for Choresh even after you plant. That's a big chiddush. Why are you chayiv in the end? Probably because it aids in the planting. When you plow it under, the seeds get covered, so that's an aid in the plant, so it's like a chayresh. But it's really not the etzem halacha. The etzem halacha for Rashi is preparing for planting. That's loosening the ground. But for the Rambam, that it's improving the ground, any improvement of the ground, so then there's no chiddush that you pry for plowing again. It's an own independent malach. It makes no difference that I planted in between.
Is that only for yesterday?
Right. We said basically the same thing, but what I would emphasize is now, is which I didn't make a point of emphasizing yesterday, is that for Rashi, it's a preparatory stage to Zoreya. Therefore, it's a big chiddush that you're chayiv for plowing after Zoreya. For the Rambam, it's an independent malach, improvement of the ground. So who says, why should I be putter just because I planted in between? Who can you improve the ground? You improve the ground. Yes.
What purpose would improving the ground serve other than?
Other than to plant, you're right, but it's not a prerequisite. Meaning, it's not the whole purpose of Chorish for Rashi is in order so the seed should go in. It's loosening up the ground. Loosening up the ground doesn't improve the ground. It's not an independently significant action. It's only significant given because I plan to put a seed in. For the Rambam, improvement of the ground, making it more fertile, is itself an independent melacha. Not because I plan on putting a seed in per se, but it stands on its own merits. For Rashi, it's all about loosening the ground. Loosening the ground, this is what Rav Asher is suggesting, you can take it or leave it, but loosening the ground is a preparatory stage for planting. It's only significant because of where it is in the order of things. So therefore, you might have said, if you plow after you plant, you're potter. So it's a big chiddush, no, you're chayiv even for plowing after you plant. But for the Rambam, it's not a preparatory stage, it's only significant because of where you find yourself in the order of growing things. It's significant independently. You improve the ground, any improvement of the ground. In which case, just because you plant in between two plowings, there's no reason to be potter. So the Rambam didn't feel the need to quote this halacha. Yeah.
So why did the Rambam switch the orders?
Because that's the normal mahalak of things, not in Chayom, is people plow, then they plant.
Yeah, you think if he didn't switch his order, then it would emphasize the point, no matter where it is, if it's going to improve the ground.
Right, but the Rambam doesn't feel the need to emphasize that point, because it's irrelevant. Of course, you're chayv for a second plow. Why not?
So why put it
first? So he puts it first. Most people, when they plant, plow first. So that's why the Rambam put it normal. Like every farmer. We did mention for the Rambam, even though Chayrish is an independent malacha of improving the ground, it still has to be in a place that's roy to grow. That's why we said a sandbox. There's no chorish in playing in a sandbox. Nothing grows in a real sandbox. Nothing grows.
In a real?
Yeah, in a real sandbox. Things don't grow. So that's why, one of the reasons why you might be allowed to play in the sandbox, so that because nothing grows. So even for the Rambam, it's an independent malach about improving the ground. Things have to grow there. But that's where we left off yesterday. Okay? Yeah. You want to answer that?
No.
Okay, good. So we saw, this is something that came up yesterday in the Gemara Pesachim, but it really leads us to the next topic, which we need to address in Chorish, which is also mentioned by Gemara Makkos. It's really a Mishnah in Makkos. Turn to the Mishnah in Makkos page, I don't know what, in the sheets over here. It's a Gemara in Makkos, Chafal from the base. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Maseches Makkos, Chafal from the base. Yesh Chorish Telemechon. A person could plow one row of fruits or vegetables. V'chayiv olav mishum shmoin olavin. He could be chayiv 8 times. How can he be chayiv 8 times? We saw this yesterday. Hacharej b'shar v'chamar. He plows with an ox and with a donkey. That's kiloi behema, 1. V'hein mukdoshin. They are both hektish. And we mentioned yesterday there are 2 different types of hektish. A shar is a carbon. A chamor is for its monetary value to the base of Mikdash because there's no carbon of a donkey. So it's 2 different types of using hektish. That's 2 and 3. V'kelayim v'kerim, that's 4. U'v'shviyis, that's 5. V'yomtiv, 6. And he's a kain and a nazir and a base atumah. That's 7 and 8. Okay, you can be chayv 8 times for plowing one row. So you see from this Mishnah and Makkos something very significant, and which is a big chiddush. And that is that if you plow with an animal, are you chayiv or not? You plow with an animal.
Yeah,
you chayiv. Midaraisa skila. That's the malach of chayresh. So malach of chayresh is I plow myself, or even if I plow with an animal. That is very significant and problematic. Here, take one of these. Pass it around. There's a classical yeshivish sefer called Afikeyam. Afikeyam comes in two volumes. The first one he writes in the Akdama was before he learned by Reb Chaim. Afikeyam, I forgot his name. Classical yeshivish sefer. The first volume is before he learned by Reb Chaim, and it's in very tight Rashi script. You can barely read. Then the second volume, we're printing the same one. The second, but now they probably have it all in bold print, block print, but in the olden days when it was first printed. Then the second volume is in beautiful block print. And he says that was after he learned by Reb Chaim. After he learned by Reb Chaim, he says everything opened up for him. So the print between the two halakim of the sefer changed. Anyway, so the Afikeyam has the following question on this halacha.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why it says Yom Tov and not Shabbos?
Yom Tov is a lav. Shabbos would be skila. So we're talking about eight lavin. Yom Tov is a lav. Okay, the Afikeyam has the following question. Meleches Choresh. Plowing. Bistam hi ayidei behemto. The normal case of plowing is with an animal. Kimavur b'shas b'kamaduchli is explained in the Gemara many times. Uka'omur, and it's obvious, lo sakros b'shar, as we said, lo sakros b'shar v'chamor yachtov. You should not plow with an ox and with a donkey together. Umei oilom amadati bozeh. He says, I always wondered about this. Lahovin tamo shodover. To understand the reason for this. My taima, mechayvinu echatas v'skila malacha zu hanasas ayidei behemto. How are you chayev echatas and skila for a malacha that you did with your animal? V'aloi zuhi meleches mechamer. This is not chayresh. This should be something else. It should be a lav of mechamer. What is the lav of mechamer? It's a whole gemara later on. Turn to the gemara kufnun gimel mebeis. Kufnun gimel mebeis. Where did I ask you to see? I forgot. Kufnun gimel mebeis. Amar Rami bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama, maybe five lines down in the narrow, in the wide lines. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hamachamer Acho Behemdo B'Shabbos. What is a machamer? That means I do a malacha with my animal. I encourage it to do it. I'm not pulling and dragging the animal. I'm instructing the animal what to do. Meaning, I say to the animal. I put a backpack on the animal, whatever, a sack, and I say, go to Turi's house. And the animal understands its train, and it goes to Turi's house in a place where there's no Eruv. So it walked in, it was just a rap. Through Times Square, I send them to Turi's apartment.
You're chayv because you initiated it?
Hamechamer acher behemto, because I'm encouraging it. Hamechamer acher behemto b'Shabbos, b'shoygek chayv chatas, b'mezit chayv skiwa. Meaning it's one of the included in the Isurim of Shabbos. My taima, what's the reason? Omar Rava Domar Kra, Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, you shouldn't do any Melacha, Ata Uvem Techa, you and your animal. Behemto, Dumi Didi. How do you do a Melacha together with your animal? Like this. I instruct the animal, go to Tzuri's house together with the backpack through a Rishus Arabim. Chayv chatas and skila, and behemto dumya dididay. The animal is similar to me. Ma hu b'shoygeg chayv chatas. Just like a person, if he does malach, is chayv chatas b'shoygeg. B'meizin chayv skila. Af behemto inami. So to his animal, b'shoygeg chayv chatas. B'meizin chayv skila. That's the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. That a machamer acher behemto, I encourage my animal to do a malach on Shabbos, is chatas and skila. Omar Rava disagrees. Shtei tshuvas b'dover. He says, I have two responses to you. He said, you're wrong for two reasons. Why? Chada, number one, this siv, Torah achas yilochem. There should be one Torah here. La'ayse b'shkaga. This passage is talking about Avodah Zarah. But it says Torah achas. That implies that it's talking about the whole Torah. So it says, Torah achas yilochem, la'ayse b'shkaga, v'anefesh shetayase b'yod rama, and a person who does it in rebellion. But the pasuk implies that you have to do something. Torah achas, there should be one Torah, lo'oise mishkaga, to a person who does a shaygeg, you have to be proactive. Huksha kol ha-Torah kula, says Rava, la'avodah zarah. The whole Torah has been connected to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah, because it says Torah Achas. Ma Avodah Zarah, the Avod Ma'isa Begufe, just like Avodah Zarah, you did an action with your body. Hakinami, here too, the Avod Ma'isa Begufe, you have to do an action with your body. Over here, this guy's instructing the animal, walk through the Times Square to get to Tzuri's house with the sack on its back, through Rishus HaRabim. So he's carrying, but I didn't do an action by myself. Who did the action? The animal. V'yoytnan, ha-mechales ha-shabbos, b'davashim, we have a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Sanhedrin. Ha-mechales ha-shabbos, b'davashim, chayavin al-shigigos, chatas v'al-zadoin ha-skila. The Mishnah says if you violate Shabbos with something that you get, chatas for shegig, zadoin is a skila. Michal, this implies, de'ika midi, there are things on Shabbos, it implies, this mission implies there are some things on Shabbos that are chattas and skila, and there are some things on Shabbos that are not. What's that? My nihu lav de mechamer. That's this. If I instruct an animal to do a malacha on Shabbos, that's a lav. It's a regular lav. Oh, Hilchot Shabbos is always chattas and skila. Not true. Lamites avos malachos is chattas and skila. If I instruct an animal to do a malacha, or we do it together, I prompt him to do it, so then that is a lav, not chatos, and not skira. What is the purpose of this lav? I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us about it. What is the purpose? If I do a malacha,
independent of the 39 malachot.
Example. I instruct the animal to carry through Rishus HaRabim.
Right.
That's mechamer, lav.
Because the mitzvah
in theory, what?
Because the mitzvah says to let the animal rest on Shabbat.
We're going to get to that. And it's a lav, but I don't believe that there's any malchus. Turn to the Gemara Kuf Nandal Damud Aleph.
So why do you and your animal in that pasuk? You and your animal.
Meaning we did it somewhat together.
Are you saying it's a lav if not one malchus?
It's a lav. That's not included in the Lamentas of his Malachos.
So anything your animal does.
There's a thing on Shabbos, you could be chayiv a lav. In theory, you could have gotten malchus, in practice, not. But it's not, it's on Shabbos, not chatas and skila. Tchumin also is not one of the Lamentas of his Malachos, also might be a lav. But, so that's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe it's talking about tchumin, not mechamer. But mechamer, we also treat as a lav.
Anything your animal does is just going
to
be a lav,
usually? There are three gradations. Over here, we're going to get to it, okay? Of what the animal is doing. We said chayresh with an animal is skila, chatos, that's chayresh. If I plow with an animal, an ox pulls a plow, that's chayresh d'oraisa. Mechamer is alav. And we're going to see there's also a third category. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, turn over here, kufna dadam and apu, let's just deal with mechamer now. I instruct the animal to carry through Rishus HaRabim is alav. Not hotzah, I'm not chayv chatos and skila. It's a lav of mechamer, and it would be true with all the lamites of his malachos. If I accomplish them by means, let's say I can instruct an animal, I guess, I can instruct an animal to cook. I don't know, it'd be a highly trained animal.
Those monkeys.
Okay. I've never seen that trick, but okay. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I guess you could tie a knot. Probably monkeys can tie a knot.
Yeah.
So you instruct them to tie a knot, would also be mechamer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha mechamer achar behemto b'shabes, a person. We're now Kufnun Dadum and Aleph, about 20 lines down, 2/3 of the way down. The last word on the line is Omar, Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Mechamer is alive, there's no Malchus. Ha Mechamer Acha Behemdo B'Shabbos, Potem Miklum. He gets no punishment. It doesn't mean that there's no Easter involved. It's alive. It means there's no punishment. B'Shoigeg Loi Mechayev Chatos, there's no carbon. D'Huk Shekola Torah Kula La'Veda Zara, you're only Chayev Chatos, or Skila, if you did an action. Just like Avodah Zarah, you have to do something proactive, not just instructing the animal. Talking to the animal is not action. B'mezid nami lo v'chayiv. If you did it on purpose, there's no skila. Mechamer. This not a mechalas haShabbos. B'davet shechayav na shigos haChatos is done a skila. If you violate Shabbos with something that there's a chatos is shogeg. Shogeg is a chatos. Zadon is a skila. Whatever that mission is talking about. Ho, but you see, ein chayav na shigos haChatos. If there's no chatas for the shogeg, ain't skila for the zadon, ain't chayav al zadon o skila. So Makame, there's no Katos because it's connected to Avodah Zarah. There's no Skila because if there's no Katos, there's no Skila. Belav Nami Lo Makayev. And there's also no Malkus. Doesn't mean that there's no Lav. There is a Lav. It means that there's no Malkus. The Havale Lav Shenitein Laz Haras Misas Bezdin. There's no Malkus if it's a Lav that is Nitein Laz Haras Misas Bezdin. The first time that we find in the Chumash that there's Malkus for a Lav is by the lav of losachsam sharbadisha. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal when it's grazing, when you're working in the fields. You have to leave the animal unmuzzled. It's not nice. It's not nice to the animal to make it work without allowing it to eat. So you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. Right next to that pasuk is the pasuk about Malkus. So Gemara learns out from the fact that these two psukim are next to each other, every lav that's similar to losachsam sharbadisha, you shouldn't muzzle your animal while it's grazing, gets Malkus. Every lav that's similar to that paradigm of losachsam sharbadisha gets Malkus. Any lav that is not similar to losachsam sharbadisha, there is no Malkus. So losachsam sharbadisha is not a lav shenitein la'azharas misas beizdin. If you have a lav shenitein la'azharas misas beizdin, then there's no Malkus. It's not similar to losachsam sharbadisha. So what does it mean? It's nitein la'azharas misas beizdin. Says Rashi, la'azharas misas beizdin. The Shar Melachos to Shabbos, Nami May Haikarn Afkalahu. All of Shabbos is learned out from this pasuk also. It's also included in this pasuk of Loisasa Kol Melacha Atovincha. Where is it? Loisasa Kol Melacha Atovemtecha. Or it includes all Melacha Shabbos too. So since this pasuk includes under the big umbrella of the pasuk Melacha Shabbos and Mechamer, so since it's included under an umbrella that also has Shigagoso also has Misas Bezin, has Skila under the same umbrella, says Rashi. That's a Lav Shenitein La'azharas Misas Bezin, because under the same umbrella is Chatas and Skila with the Lav, and there's no Malkus for such a Lav. It's not similar to Losasam Sharbadisho, so there's no Malkus. Okay, so there's a Lav of Mechamer. Mechamer means I do a Malacha on Shabbos with the assistance of an animal. I employ an animal to do a Malacha. That is a Lav. There is no punishment. There's no Malkus. Why? Because under the big umbrella of Melchamer is also all Melecha Shabbos. It's learned out of the same pasuk. So there's no Malkus. There's no Katas and Skila because it's only a Lav. It's not part of, then, of the full-fledged Halakas of a Lametes Ofis Malachas. It's not Lametes Ofis Malachas. It's an independent Lav within Shabbos. No, nothing. Independent. Melchamer. Ato Vemtecha. It's its own Lav in Shabbos. Very unique. Very unique. So this is the lav of Mechamer. Yes.
I think it would be potso asik because the animal rest.
We're gonna get to that. Okay. Give me a second.
Would it be considered Mechamer to ask Nachri to do something?
No. Amir and Nachri is something else.
But that's its own.
Yeah, this behemoth belongs to me. Nachri doesn't belong to you. It's not your nechasim. He's an independent person. He can do whatever he wants. He has bechira. This animal is, we're going to see, it's more shayach to you because it's kind of like it's your thing.
Eved would be different.
Eved is chayav to keep Shabbos on its own. Eved Kanani is chayav mitzvos like an isha. Every Eved Ivri is a full fledged Israel. Eved Kanani is a mitzvos convert. So chayav to keep Shabbos on their own. Okay? So that's where we are. Mechamer is a lav. Turn back to that Fikayam, the sheet that I just handed out to you at the beginning of Shir. Okay, ask the Fikayam the following Shaila. How can we have Chorish Mibehema be one of the Lametes Ovis Melochos? It's no different than Mechamer. What's the difference between Chorish Mibehema and Mechamer? That's the question he asks. Melechas Chorish Bistami Ayde Behemto, Kamavur Bishas Bekamaduchli Ka'oma, Losachos Bishar Bekamor Yag, the Vinayot to plow with your shore and with your Chamor together. May Olam Amanati Bozeh. Lahavin Tamil Shodover. What is the reason? My time and Mechaivino Lechadas Veskim Malachazu Anasa De Behemto. You did nothing. All you did was plow with the animal. I didn't plow the ground. The animal did it. Number one, I didn't do it. But more than that, Avohi Zuhi Malachas Mechamer. This is Mechamer itself. The Kaimelon Sheim Chayovin Lechadas Veskila. There's no Chadas and no Skila Barak over Belav. There's no Malkus. So it's a major Pella. This is the Kash of the Fikayam. Okay? What's the difference between Charisha with an animal and mechamer. Number two, how can I be chayv for chavish with an animal? I didn't do anything myself. We hear the kasha Rabbi saying? We're clear? Yeah.
What's the second question again? Just the chavish, we didn't do anything?
No, I didn't do anything myself. I can be chayv for melech Shabbos. I didn't plow the ground. What did I do? I'm riding on the animal. Well, you see, you're not going to ride on an animal Shabbos. It's gzera. But you're certainly not a melech Shabbos. How can I be chayv for melech Shabbos? I did nothing.
Wait, so his overall question is that both of them should just be
lava? It should be either nothing or at best it should be a lava mechamer. Yeah. What, both of them? No, mechamer is a lava. We understand that. So how Harisha Behema, how could it be chayv chatas and skill? I did nothing myself. And number two, moreover, it's that itself is mechamer. That's what mechamer means, is I did a malach with the assistance of an animal.
So maybe it should be over two?
No, it should be a lava. It should be a lava.
Can you want some of this?
He has two questions. How can you become chayv chatas and skila for plowing with an animal? Number one, you did nothing yourself. Number two, that itself is mechamer. So it should be a lav, not chatas and skila.
So technically, if he gets his animal to do anything, it should always be mechamer.
Mechamer. Not chatas and skila. All right? Okay. So he quotes two answers to this question, which he claims is a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. Okay, turn to the Rambam, next page in the main sheets. The Rambam, Perek Chof, and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. Also, the Rambam here makes three categories, okay? Actually, the Rambam has two categories. Also, the Hotzi, huh?
Yeah,
you got it. Also, the hotzi masa al habehema b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to take out a burden, meaning a package, on an animal on Shabbos. Shenemar leman yanuach sharcha b'chamarcha b'chol b'amdecha. What pasuk? Where did this pasuk come from? This is a separate idea of shvisas b'amto. It's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that your animal should rest leman yanuach sharcha b'chamarcha b'chol b'amdecha. Your animal is allowed to rest on Shabbos, meaning it shouldn't do malacha. Echad shor v'chamor, ve'echad kol behema chay v'oif. Vim hoitzi ala behema, af al pi shehu mitzuva al shvisasa. Ein aloke. There's no malchus, even though I'm obligated to make sure that it rests. Ufi sheisur haba mechlal asei. This is an isur haba mechlal asei. What is the asay? It means it's implied from an asay. There's no malchus for an iser, which is an implied by an asay. What is this asay? This asay is shvisas behema. That's something entirely different. That's the first halacha. Shvisas behema. Shvisas behema means I have to make sure that my animal doesn't do malacha on Shabbos. Eino osa. There's no malchus because it's a mitzvah asay. An asay of shvisas behema. Where is that learned out from? Leman yanuach sharcha v'chamorcha. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. What is the difference between that and mechamer? So the Magen Mishnah explains to us. Where is this? Look at the Magen Mishnah on the side. We're going to finish reading the Rambam in a second. Iser habehema votzas hamasoi hu mechlal asei. The Iser of allowing an animal to carry out a package on Shabbos is an asei. Shenizke betara leman yanuach sharcha v'chamarcha. Shehu asei mefurish l'behema. This is an asei. V'hikshir habeinu. The Rambam means to ask a kasha. V'aloi lav mefurish betara gabi behema. What about the lav of mechamer? What about the lav of mechamer? How is shvisas behema different than the lav of mechamer? And the Rambam explains the following. V'tirates. The Rambam means to answer. Shehalav hahu eino bo lemelechas habehema b'lo siyua ha'adam. This is talking about where a person doesn't aid the animal. The animal does it by itself. Meaning, he's not encouraged.
Which case is not encouraging?
This is shvisas behema. That's a mitzvah saseh. That's what the Rambam tells you. That's a that's an asay. That's where the animal doesn't do it with any help. The love only responds, is relevant to those actions that I do together with the animal. That's mechamer. Okay, look again in the Rambam. Also, lahotzi masa al behema b'shabbes shenema l'man nenu ashar v'chamor v'chol behem techa. Echad shar v'chamor, echad kol behema chai v'yof. Any animal that I own, I'm not allowed to do melacha with it. V'mhotzi al behema afa pishu mitzuba al shvisasa ein aloke. L'fisha yisur ba mechla said, there's no malchus for this. L'fika ka mechamer acha behem to b'shabbes v'hayal av masoi potur. If there's a masoi on it, you're potter from Malkus. Oh, v'haloi la mefurish. Continue, I'm sorry, in the Ram Halacha Beis. V'haloi la mefurish b'Torah, shenemar. Lo sasa ko malacha ato vincha v'techa v'avdecha v'amosa v'imtecha. Shelo yachrosh ba, v'chayote b'charisha. Bah, this is such so complicated. If you read this Rambam, you can read it 10 times, you won't get whether you're coming or you're going. The Rambam is mixing and matching different things. Number one, the Rambam mentions Shvisas Behema. Then he mentions Mechamer. Then he starts talking about Charisha, which is Chatas and Stila. Shoyachosh ba v'chayote b'charisha. V'nim t'lap sh'niteng ha'zharzmi says Bezimein lo k'nolav. You don't know whether you're coming or going with this Rambam. But what the Magen Mishnah does is explain the Rambam in the following way. This Rambam, you could read this Rambam in 10 different ways. And the Ramban reads it differently, other people read it differently, but at least according to the Magen Mishnah, and this is the way that Afikei Yam understood it too, this is what the Rambam means to say. If you look in the Magen Mishnah, he explains it. That if you have an animal that does malacha by itself, that's Shvisas Behema. That's Shvisas Behema. Mechamer, for the Rambam, is where he does. Mechamer, which is learned out of the pasuk of Lo Sase, Kol Malacha. Atu v'mtecha, you and your animal. That's if you do a malacha together. The animal together with the person. As opposed to Shvisas Behema, where it does the malacha by itself. Mechamer is where you do it together with the person.
But the animal does it together with the person.
Yeah. So if you read the Rambam, that's what the Rambam is telling you in Halacha Beis. V'alo lav mefurish b'Torah. Shenema lo sasa kol malacha ato vincha v'itecha v'avdecha v'amosa v'imtecha. And therefore you should get malchus. Shol yachrosh ba v'chayotze b'charisha. Included within this is charisha with the animal. V'nim salav shenitim l'atarot b'isaz beis v'en lo kan alav. What the Rambam is saying is mechamer and charisha are in fact the same idea. Anytime you do a malacha with the animal, anytime you do malacha with the animal is really included in mechamer. And for most malachos, it'll only be a lav. But when it comes to plowing with the animal, that is a unique case of mechamer, where you be chayv chatas and skila.
But how's that example you gave of sending out your animal and it goes outside?
That's mechamer.
That's according to Rambam, is mechamer?
Is mechamer.
And what was the example of not? What's an example of something not being mechamer then?
If the animal does it all by itself, I don't encourage it. My animal is doing malacha on Shabbos, but I didn't encourage the animal to do malacha on Shabbos. For example, look over here. Let's just understand both of these concepts a little better. Turn the page. It's a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. Turn the page. Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah. 2 pages later, I apologize.
You said it was
before Mako? Ubechal Mako. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah the following. Bechal Mako, ein mochrim behema gasa. You're never allowed to sell an animal to a nachri. This is in Gemara Avodah Zarah with Daf Tezai, and it discusses things you are allowed to sell to a nachri. You're not allowed to sell a nachri. It talks about selling land in Eretz Israel to a nachri, selling an apartment to a nachri, blah, 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 all the details. So you're not supposed to sell an animal to a nachri. My taima. What's the reason? What bestiality? That's why you're not supposed to send an animal to a nachri. It's like lifnei iver. Man, we're not chayshish for that. Nehidu revi'a la chayshinan, but me'avid be'malacha chayshinan. maybe he'll do a malacha with it on Shabbos. V'nei Ovid. Who cares? Let him do it. Came into Zavna Kanya. Once he bought it, it's his. No. Gzeira mishum she'ela. Where it's a gzeira, you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to an achri, because you might think that when you lend an animal to an achri, or mishum schira, so you rent an animal to an achri, he's also allowed to do a malacha with it on Shabbos. And he's not. So Mar says, of course he is. She'ela kanya va'agra kanya. Lending is kone, meaning it becomes his. And renting is kone, it becomes his. Renting. Ela ama rami birei de Rav Yehuda gzera mishum yisyoni. No, it's a gzera because of the test drive. The zimnin, the zavna von hilei samach l'shkia. Sometimes you'll sell it to the anachri right next to the shkia. L'shkia zacham, I'm sorry. The mali shabasa, the Arab Shabbos. V'omalei, and he'll say to the anachri, ta nasi ani alei. Go, carry this package further. Meaning he says to the animal, he says to the anachri, look what a good animal it is. Here, you know, ubu, go run, fetch. V'shomalei l'kalei, and it's going to listen to you. V'otla machmas, and it goes because of you. V'nechalei the tezel, you're happy that it's going. V'hapalei machamach ha'behemta v'shabbos. And into that you were mechamer on your animal on Shabbos because of the test drive Arab Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a nochri. Maybe you'll do a test drive samuch li Arab Shabbos, and you're going to be mechamer achav behemta b'Shabbos. But the Gemara at first suggested, let's say it be your animal and it's in the reshus of a nochri. So Gemara says it becomes his animal when you sell it to him. Or when you lend it to him, it becomes his animal. Or when you lend it to him, it becomes his animal. But let's say it would still be my animal. What's the problem with the Nachri doing a malacha with my animal? What do I care? The answer is, that should be behemto. I'm not encouraging the animal to do a malacha. I'm not doing it together with the animal. The Nachri is. That's still shvisas behema. Then I should make sure that my animal is not doing a malacha on Shabbos. That's shvisas behema. The animal does it entirely by itself. Yeah.
So according to this, you shouldn't be able to sell to a Jew either. Might go run a test drive before Shabbos,
no. You're not going to contract business with a Jew, Arab Shabbos, some of which is a chazan. Nachri will contract business, not a Jew.
That's what it means, you're making the business deal before on Arab Shabbos?
Arab Shabbos, I say to you, Reb Noyach, look how quickly the animal runs. See? Fetch. I throw it, Shkia, Shabbos, Machamer, wham. Problem. So that's why you're not allowed to sell to the Nachri. You're not allowed to sell behemagasa to the Nachri because you might test drive it some with Shkia Sacham on Arab Shabbos. Far-fetched, you're saying. Okay, I'm far-fetched. Good. We're not discussing this halakha now. What I want to derive from that Gemara of Avodah Zarah is that the Gemara said, what about renting to him? What about selling to him? So the Gemara says, no, over there it becomes his. And let's say it would be mine. What would be the travesty of that? Having my animal do malacha for him on Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of shvisas behemto, that your animal should rest on Shabbos. The lav of mechamer, says the Magen Mishnah, is when I do it together with the animal.
Even if the animal begins before Shabbat, going into Shabbat, it's still a problem?
That's mechamer. That's a lav. I'm even saying, let's say I lend an animal to a nachri, and the she'ela is not kanya. It doesn't become his. Or let's say a nachri doesn't borrow it from me. It just uses my animal, and it does a malacha on Shabbos. What is that? Is that allowed or not?
No.
Sounds like not. That's the mitzvah saseh of shvisas behema, that I should make sure that my animals rest on Shabbos.
You get shogeg in that case?
Yeah.
Two things. If you started before Shabbos, then I thought it shouldn't be a problem. If you go into Shabbos, if you already started before.
Yeah, how's it different than cooking?
Well, it's a little different than cooking. Who's going
to No, but this we're doing together. I say fetch, and that's his action is like, I don't know, it's a good question. Let me think about it.
And second, also, I thought it was more of an issue.
Who said you get to it, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Would it be an issue for renting just because of the fact that I thought the issue would be that others will see your animal working on Shabbos?
The Mara Zion issue.
Yeah.
How do they know it's my animal? I don't know.
The animals were all
They know it's mine. Okay. Another interesting, it's a good point. We could expand on it, I'm sure. But do we understand this concept of shvisas behema? That means that I shouldn't allow my animal to do malacha on Shabbos. There's a fundamental machlokas. What's the focus of this is malacha shvisas behema? What is the focus of this mitzvah? and it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, it's a big machlokas harishonim. Turn the next page. What is Shvisas Behema? Okay, this is all the first category. Shvisas Behema means the animal shouldn't do a malacha by itself. I'm not the one encouraging it, I'm not the one assisting it. That's going to be Mechamer. Here the animal is doing malacha all by itself. That's Shvisas Behema. It's related to Mechamer, but not the same. So look over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Hei, Sif Chaf Beis. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting from the Tor. Mi sheyesh lanar, Eino Yehudi. You have an employee, a worker, whatever, who's an Eino Yehudi. V'rechev ala behema b'shabbos. He rides on the animal on Shabbos, your animal. Kishamalicha l'ashkaisa. He's going to give it water. So is the animal doing a malacha? He's carrying this nar, Eino Yehudi. Yeah, what's he doing? He's carrying, okay? Eino tzarech lemonoi. You do not have to stop him from riding. Shachai noisei atzatzmoi. Because the guy himself could walk on his own. There's no Easter of Hotzah if the person can walk on their own. You could walk on your own, I could pick you up and carry you.
Without
an Eruv? If there's an Eruv, I could certainly pick you up and carry you. Yeah.
So that means children too, you can pick them up and carry them?
Oh, so that's the Midrabban of the Mishnah Berurah that shouldn't do it. But in the animal, they were never guys there, okay? Shachai noisei atzatzmoi. Anyway, if the child could walk.
Yeah, I'm saying
it's like a baby. A baby who can't walk.
I think by a 4 or 5 year
old. Yeah.
4 or 5 year
old. Yeah.
You can pick up the 4 or 5 year
old. Well, it says Midrash Rabbanu, you shouldn't do it, but yes. About Tzarech Lamonoi, you have to prevent him. He shouldn't put other things on the animal. Why? It'll be what?
More stress.
It'll be?
Those things he can't.
Haitza.
Those things are actual carrying.
Yeah, carrying. Yeah, be carrying. Good. Remember this. So read Sif Chav Gimel. Tell me if Sif Chav Gimel is the same as Sif Chav Beis. Okay? Chav Gimel, here he's quoting from Rav Haigain. Mutar limsar sus o peret o chamor leroi en Yehudi. You're allowed to give your camel, your donkey, whatever, some other animal, to a shepherd en Yehudi. V'afal pi she'en Yehudi mishtamish ben b'shabbos en mekach klum. Even though the en Yehudi uses them on Shabbos, there's no problem. Kevin the Shaloi Midas Yisrael who I said. Because he's not doing it with your knowledge.
Does that mean?
No, you knew before because you would have stopped him.
Huh? I don't know. I give it to this guy. What do you call that? The dog kennel. What do they call those things? Whether you go away, you leave your dog over there.
Kennel.
Yeah. So I leave my dog over there. Now there's a fancier name, right? I leave my dog over there with the dog concierge. And I don't know what's going on while I'm away on my vacation. But it doesn't make a difference, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kevan de Shaloi Midas Yisrael Hu Oseh. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what he's doing with the animal. Not my big problem. So it sounds like Shvisas Behema does not apply if it's Shaloi Midas Yisrael. Meaning a Nachri comes, does a malacha with my animal. I gave it him to watch a door kennel. Presumably he can do whatever he wants with the animal while there, as long as it's not harmful to the animal. And he decides to do a malacha Haitzah with the animal. Does that bother me?
Or he's just watching it.
I don't know, he's watching I give it to a door kennel, there's no Eruv near the door kennel.
You sold it to him then.
I didn't sell it to him. He's watching it for me. I give it to him. To a shepherd. He's not a shoyel. Not borrowing it.
Don't you have
he's
to...
He's a shomer. I give it to him to watch.
Right, but don't... With all animals, you can't just put it in a box and just let him be. Don't they have to do activity?
You know what's going
to
happen.
Like that.
He doesn't have to carry. And this guy decides to play fetch in Central Park with him.
That's what dogs do.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about it. Okay? Is that allowed? Yes or no? Dog and dog kennel, my dog, and he's playing catch in Central Park. Yes or no?
According to the
Shulchan Aruch, what does it say?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
What does he say in Sif Chav Beis? The Nachri.
What does that mean? I don't know.
It's Shalom Midas Yisrael. I don't know about it. The clown doesn't even know about it. The owner doesn't even know about it.
But you give your animal to a shepherd?
I give it to a dog kennel.
Okay.
They decide to play catch in Central Park. You know where you throw the ball, the animal gets the ball and carries it back to me. That's the malacha of haitzah.
Okay.
Okay? Aser or mutter?
Depends if you know about it or not.
It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't know about it. I don't know what they're doing in the dog kennel over there. I don't care. If they give him a shower, they brush his hair, I don't care.
What do people usually do with animals when you give them?
I don't know. I don't know about it. I'm on vacation. I'm not the last thing in my mind is this dog.
What if you learn about the Zarish show the opposite?
Oh, one second.
You can't rent his hand.
One second. Rent is different.
You can't let him borrow. You can't let him...
Oh! What does he say in Simcha Beis? Simcha Beis, the Shulchan Aruch. Mamish one sif to the next. This Shulchan Aruch says in Simcha Beis, you're not allowed to let the Eino Yehudi, who's riding your animal, put what on it?
Clothing.
His clothes. What? I don't know about it. I have to tell him, don't put your clothes, don't put your bag on it. I don't know about it. It says Shalom Midas Yisrael. So the Acharonim point out there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch here. When does Shvisas Behema apply? Does it only apply if I know about it? Or does it apply only, even if I don't know about it? It's Shalom Midas Yisrael. From Simcha Beis, it implies, even if I don't know about it, it's a problem. So I have to tell him not to do it. In Simcha Gimel, it sounds like you can give it to the dog kennel. Whatever they decide to do with the animal is fine. I don't have to tell them don't do Hotzah with the animal because he needs to rest. I can tell him, do whatever you want. It's not my problem. I don't know about it. What you don't know can't hurt you over there.
Why is walking permitted but putting clothing on?
Because that's Hotzah. He'll be carrying.
But why isn't that carrying if you're on it? Because you can walk by yourself?
I'm not there. The Nachri takes the animal. Simcha Beis, the Nachri takes the animal. So he's allowed to ride on it because he can walk himself. But you have to tell him not to put his coat on the animal.
Why can't he carry the coat himself? He can wear the coat.
It doesn't make a difference. The coat can't walk. Okay. Got it? So the coat, you're not allowed. That's Hotzah. What? I don't know about it. So you see over here in the Shulchan Aruch, HaMachlekes HaRishonim. Is this mitzvah only? Does the mitzvah of Shvisas Behema only apply if it's Midas Yisrael? The Shulchan Aruch really has two opinions about this. Beis Deos.
Within this one.
Yes, only within Shvisas Behema. We're going to get to Mechamer in a second, and then we'll explain how Choresh fits in. Beis Deos, what about if it's Shalom Midas Yisrael? One opinion is that what you don't know, it doesn't bother me. The only time I have to worry about the Shvisa of the animals when I know about it. The other one is that no, even if I don't know about it, does nothing for me. It's for the benefit of the Nachri worker who's running the animal. That's still a problem with Shvisas Behema. The Achronim explained that these two opinions are arguing about a fundamental machlokas, what Shvisas Behema is all about, which is the why here. Why Shvisas Behema? Why do I have to make sure that my animal rests on Shabbos? Is it because I need to rest, and my rest involves not only me not doing malacha, but allowing my animals to do malacha that has to do with me, meaning I need to rest, and my animals need to rest as it relates to me, because it's all part of my rest on Shabbos? Or no, that the nature of Shvisas Behema is that the animal must independently rest. If the animal must independently rest on Shabbos because it's a Jewish animal, so then obviously it's not a mitzvah of the animal. Animals don't have mitzvahs, but it's my mitzvah to make sure that my animal rests, just like I need to rest. So then it could even be a malacha that has nothing to do with me.
So if it just has to do with you, then it's okay with the guy.
It's okay if I don't know about it, like the dog kennel.
If it has to do with the animal, then the animal.
That's right. So that's the Or Sameach explains this talk is the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So Shvisas Behema is about one of two things. It's about the animal doing a malacha all by itself. But there's two opinions. Maybe I need to know about it or I don't need to know about it. And that's a fundamental malachot. It's what Shvisas Behema is all about. Does Shvisas Behema mean that I need to make sure that my animal is resting independently? Or that my rest involved and my animal shouldn't do a malacha for me or with my knowledge? Not just that I shouldn't do malacha. In which case you clearly would have to know about it. Okay, that's the two sheets over here. Yeah.
You still like the first opinion, which is kind of seems to say that the animal is an extension of you.
Right.
And why does it matter if you know or don't know? It's an extension of you.
If I don't know about it, I'm in the dog kennel.
It's your responsibility.
But it's not affecting my shvisa. It's not part of my shvisa. If I know about it, then my shvisa includes that I shouldn't do a malacha and I shouldn't have an animal do a malacha for me. Let's say my dog just turns on the light in the room. I don't know. It's a creative dog. So it turns on the light in the room. Oh, I didn't do it. Nachri didn't do it. What's the problem? I didn't encourage the animal to do it. I didn't say, hey, Ubu, go turn on the light. So what's the problem? The problem is that that's a violation of my shvisa. Because the animal is doing malacha on Shabbos. Or, for example, there's a similar halacha here in the sheets I handed out to you today. Next, after the Afike Yam, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Yisra. Look over here. Pasuk in Parshas Yisra. V'yoyim ha'shvi Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha l'osase kol melacha ata uvincha uvitecha. You're not allowed to do a melacha, you, your son, and your daughter. Which son and which daughter? Is this talking about when they're married with 5 kids? No. Look at Rashi. It's talking about when they're gudol ketanim. Elo ketanim. Who are we talking about here? Amarta, we said, it must be it's not Gedolim. Gedolim are chayv independently. The Gedolim have to make sure that the Ketanim don't do malacha. When does this apply? When does this apply that I have to make sure that my son, my daughter, doesn't do a malacha when they're little kids? Katan wants to come put out a fire, we don't let him. Because I have to make sure that the Katan doesn't do malacha. When does that halacha apply that I have to make sure my son doesn't do malacha? So turn to the Gemara Kuf Chav Beis. This is all very similar to Shvisas Behema. No, I apologize. Kuf Chav Aleph from Adam. Is a Mishnah. Nachri Shabbat Chabos Mishnah on the top Kuf Chav Aleph from Adam. Nachri Shabbat Chabos Ein Omer Meloi Kabei. Let's say a guy has a fire in his house. This does not apply anymore nowadays, Rabbi said, because if there's a fire in one person's house, Loyalenu, we're afraid it's going to spread and everyone's house will catch fire. So you call the fire department, you put out the fire right away, it's Sakonis Nefashis. But here we're talking about where a guy's house is burning down, it's in the middle of the wilderness, no, it's not going to start a forest fire somewhere, no, the guy's on his own island off Cape May, you know, what do they call that, where they have those private islands. Guy's on his own private island, okay? And his house is burning down, Nebuch. So Nachri Shabbat L'Chabos, so a good-hearted Nachri comes by and he wants to put it out. So Mishnah says, Ein Omrim L'Kabei, you're not allowed to tell him to put it out. Why? It's an Issur B'Milah L'Nachri. Va'al Tichbe, you don't have to tell him not to put it out. Why? Mipnei She'ein Shvisas Alein. The Nachri is his Bar Bechira. He can do whatever he wants. He's not doing it. I didn't ask him to do it. If a Nachri lights a light for you in your own house, that's something proactive. I'm not allowed to benefit from the light because he's doing it for me. Here, though, he's putting out a fire. Putting out a fire is different.
So what do you tell him? Put out the fire?
I can't tell him anything. I can't tell him put it out, but I don't have to tell him not to put it out. If you see a Nachri about to turn on a light for you, you have to tell him don't turn it on.
Gosh, I wish my house wasn't on fire.
So you say, you're allowed to say, we're going to get to that. You can say to him, whoever puts out the fire won't lose. But you can't, meaning that means I'll pay you back.
But is that a Sakana Nefasha?
No. Yeah, so we're talking about where there's no Sakana Nefasha. Guy's on a private island.
Okay. And my house is burning down?
No one's in it. We're all standing watching. Nothing's going to happen. No gas tank. Nobody else's house around.
But it's not.
Nowadays, it doesn't apply because they always have
the Nachri's
but one Nachri.
But they're Nachri there, yeah. So Nachri Shabbat L'Chabos Ein Omer Meloi Kabei. V'al Tichbei. You can't tell him put it out. I don't have to tell him not to put it out. Complicated halachos of Amir Nachri. Mipnei She'ein Shvisas Alein. Because his shvis is not on me. Aval Katan Shabbat L'Chabos. If your son wants to go put it out, who's less than third bar mitzvah, Ein Shem Eloi. We don't let him put it out. Mipnei She'ein Shvisas Alein. Because I have to make sure he doesn't do a malacha. Go down. Kuf Chaf Aleph Mem Aleph. There's the two dots. About Katan Shabbat L'Chabos ain't showing of Nation Shvisas Alein. A Katan comes to put it out, you don't listen to him because your Shvisa is on you. Shma Mina! Let's learn out from here. Katan Arachel Neveilois. If I see my son eating cheeseburgers, Beis Din Mitzuvah Alav Lafrishoi, you have to make him stop. We paskin that if a Katan is Arachel Neveilois, you do not have to make him stop. There's Chinuch. Yes, of course there's Chinuch. But it means there's no iser of eating cheeseburgers on the child. It doesn't apply to children. I have a mitzvah of chinuch to make sure he doesn't eat cheeseburgers when he becomes 13. But I don't have a mitzvah. He's not mitzvah in Shabbos. He's not mitzvah in cheeseburgers. I have to make sure that there's a problem of chinuch. So shema minah, should we derive from here, katan ochel nevelos, beizim mitzvah nalav lafrisho? Should we derive from here that the isurim apply to ketanim? Amr Rabbi Yochanan says no. Bekatan ha'oisa ledas aviv. When the katan does it, because he knows the father will be happy. So that's what it means over here. When we said shvisas ketanim, there's a mitzvah to make sure that the ketanim don't do malacha on Shabbos. That's, you know when that applies, says the Gemara? Ba'esel adasavim. Let's say the child knows that I want the light off in the room. So katan goes and he's going to turn off the light on his own. So he knows what I want. So that's the Isa Midaraisa that a katan shouldn't do a malacha for me on Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos doesn't apply to a katan. There's chinuch, of course. There's chinuch for cheeseburgers too. Cheeseburgers doesn't apply to katanim. Shabbos doesn't apply to katanim. But I have a mitzvah to make sure that the katan doesn't do a malacha that he knows I'll be happy about. But Isa das aviv.
Is that different than the nochi then?
He's no different than
the nochri.
Where he's doing a malacha.
In that case, how is he different than the nochri? You cannot.
Right, but this would be also midaraisa. It's a pasuk in the chumash that you shouldn't let your child do malacha for you. Nochri is only the rabbanon. But my child, I'm in tzuvah and his shvisa in the sense that I am not that he's obligated in Shabbos. A katan not obligated in Shabbos, but it's the same as shvisa's behema according to one opinion. What it means is, my shvisa includes that I shouldn't have my katan do something that he knows I'll be happy about.
So if the child were to go do a malacha on Shabbat independently, just do something?
He's like this.
You have obligation of chinuch to
him. Only chinuch. And if the child is not a bar chinuch, he's 2 years old, it's really not a problem.
So you can't tell your child to go turn on the air conditioning on Shabbat, let's say.
No, because he's doing it al dasar. That would be, if air conditioning would be a malacha d'oraisa, so then that would be a violation of Shvisa's Ketan. Or let's say you say to the child, you know, the child knows you want the light off in the room also. That would be a problem if the child knows. Let's say the child doesn't know. I have a little 1 or 2 year old and he can reach the light switch. He doesn't know what I want, what I don't want. Child never does what you want. So then it makes no difference. He wants to turn on the light, turn off the light. That's not Shvisa's Ketan. It means that the child is doing something he knows he's going to be happy about. So that's the same as Shvisa's Behema according to one opinion. What it means is that I have to rest on Shabbos, and my animal has to rest by virtue as part of my rest. So too, Ketanim. The other opinion is that no, the animal is independently obligated in rest. Katan is for sure not independently obligated in rest, but that might be the pshat by Shvisa's Behema. Okay? That's Shvisa's Behema. Shvisa's Behema means the animal does malacha all by itself. Mechamer, getting back, where's it? Rambam. Mechamer means that the animal does malacha together with me. Together with me. That's Mechamer. So what the Rambam tells us is the following. The Rambam tells us the Shvisa's Behema, that's one thing, animal does Malach all by itself. But then there is Mechamer. How does Mechamer jive with Choresh? That was the Afike Yam's main question. How does Mechamer and Choresh coexist? Mechamer is a lav, Choresh is Chatas and Skil. Aren't they the same thing? You're doing a Malacha together with the animal. So the Magid Mishnah explains. Let's read the Magen Mishnah again. Perek Chav Halacha Aleph. Isar Behema Botzas Hamasai Hu Mechlal Asay Shenizka B'Torah. Taking a burden, a package out of an animal is included in the Asay of the Shvisas Behema. Uman Yanuach Sharcha V'Chamarcha. I should rest. My animal should rest. Shehu Asay Mefurish LeBehema. This is an Asay that applies to an animal. V'Hikshar Abenu. The Rambam asks, V'Alo Lav Mefurish B'Torah Gabi Behema V'Yukalav. The Rambam asks that this is a lav and you should get Malkus. V'tirets, this is the Rambam Shita. Shalav ahu, eino bala melechas ha-behema b'lo siyua ha-adam. The love of Mechama only apply, does not apply if you didn't help out. Ela le-melecha sha-adam v'behema shufim behem. It only applies if we do a melecha together. V'yesh b'chlal zeh ha-charisha. And included within Mechama are two categories. There is most melechos, where if you do a malacha together with the animal, it will only be a lav. And then there is karisha, which is chatas and skila, but they're really all the same. Sha'af hi b'chal zeh, ela, but shekeven shlosaza kol malacha atav emtecha kol af b'behema, malacha, since kol malacha atav emtecha includes any malacha that you do together with a behema, malacha sha'oso sub emezin neragalei, via karisha, afil b'shar malachos, HaBehemos, Av Misha Adam Shudu Behem, Kol Mechama Eino Loke. The way the Rambam, my Mishnah reads the Rambam is the following. Underneath this lav of Kol Malacha, Osase, Kol Malacha, Atu, Ben Techa has included two things. It really means any Malacha that you do together with an animal, Malacha done together with an animal, but has two parts. All other malachos would be a mechamer and a lav. Charisha is chatas and skila. They're the same, though, fundamentally. You did a malacha together with the animal. But harisha is chatas and skila. Every other malacha is a lav. Why should that be? The Rambam understood that that was the gzeiras hakosuv of harisha. Is that harisha includes chatas and skila, includes a malacha that you do together with the animal. Before this pasuk, I would have said any malacha you do together with the animal is patur. I didn't do it myself. The pasuk comes to teach us you're chai from malacha that you do together with an animal, but that has two parts. Any other malacha that you do will be mechamer and alav. Harisha will be chatas and eskila. And that's why you don't get malachas for either one of them, because it's alav shenite la'asharasvi says bezin. In what sense is it alav shenite la'asharasvi says bezin? Within the same lav, you have chatas and skila, and you have a lav. So therefore, there's no malchus here. You don't get malchus because within the same umbrella of losas to come lach out to memtecha is chavisha and mechamer. They're really the same. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi and the Gemara said it's a lav shenitim as haras misas bezim because under losas to come lach. You have mechamer, yes, that's if you do a malacha together with the animal, and then you have the lamites of malachos are included within this too. Well, so I said, call malacha, you shouldn't do any malacha. So therefore, Rashi says, that's a lav shenitin las haras misas bezin, because under this big umbrella, you have some things that are misas bezin, some things that are lav. The Rambam understands, no, what it means is the same lav itself of osasa kol malacha sometimes is a lav, a mechamer, sometimes it's harisha, it's chatas and skila. Why should that be? They're fundamentally not different. It must just be part of the gzeiras hakosuv of mechamer is that sometimes, of losas to kol malacha, atav entecha, sometimes it'll be chatas and skila, sometimes it'll be a lav. If you look at the Afikayam, he explains this. Turn in the Afikayam, he explains the Rambam the same way. Go back to the first page of the Afikayam. The Ramban's teretz is much more simple. But if you look at the Afikayam in the second column, the first paragraph, last few lines, he says, V'chazinan shitas harambam. V'chazinan shitas harambam, maybe seven lines up in the bottom. Za'ad b'lav de losasa kol malacha atav emtecha, nechlol in trei gavnei. There are two things included in it. Malachos hanasas ha'idei ha'behema, malacha that you do together with an animal. V'yesh mehen shechayav and olein skila v'chatas. Sometimes you become chayav skila and chatas kicharisha v'chayotze b'zeh v'habu melachos gemuras l'chol davar. Yesh mehen she'en an el b'lav greida d'hanu mechamer. Some of them are only with a lav alone, no chatas and skila d'hanu mechamer. There's a zeiros hakosuv or whatever that sometimes it'll be chayisha with an animal. Will be chatas and skila, and every other malacha will only be a lav. So again, it's part of the same gzeiras hakosuv. What's the difference between mechamer and harisha? Nothing really. They're really one and the same. They're included in the same lav. Sometimes the lav of mechamer will be chatas and skila. That's by harisha, and sometimes it'll be a regular lav. But fundamentally, there is not a difference between harisha with an animal and mechamer. That's what the Rambam says. In halacha beis, halol lav mefurish b'torah shenem losaz kol malacha atav incha vitecha v'amasun techa shol yachrosh bo v'chayotze b'charisha. So he says that's really the same lav as mechamer. Very complicated sheet of the Rambam, but he's basically assuming that they're all the same, and it's complicated to know why should harisha be a chadas and skila and mechamer is only a lav when they're really included in the same pasuk. But that's what the Rambam Shita is. It's some sort of gzeiras hakosuv that harisha has to be chadas and skila, and every other malacha you do together with an animal is only a lav. But for the Rambam, we only have two categories. We have shvisas behema, that's if you do the malacha by your, the animal does malacha by itself, and then you have mechamer, and sometimes that'll be a chadas and skila by harisha. And sometimes it'll be a lav. But they're really the same idea. The Ramban says something totally different, and we'll end with this Ramban. Rabbi Osa, turn to the Ramban.
Rabbi, how are you responsible for Shvita Behema if it does it by itself?
Huh?
How are you responsible for Shvita Behema if it doesn't?
So there's two opinions. One opinion is it's only if you know about it, because then that's part of your Shvisa.
Okay.
The other opinion is that no, a Jewish animal is obligated to rest. I'm obligated to make sure Jewish animals rest on Shabbos too. My Jewish animals rest on Shabbos.
You have to make it
not as a part, an extension of my Shvisa, but
so you have to make sure that your animal, that you have to put it in circumstances in which you know it rests.
If it wants to eat and rip grass out of the ground, that's for itself. That it needs to eat. But yeah, other malachos, yeah. So I'd have to make sure that, let's say, the animal plays, video games. I have to make sure the animal doesn't play video games. The Ramban says a totally different teretz, much more satisfying. Turn to the Ramban. But there's a big difference between these two. Turn to the Ramban, next page. Elisha, mikol makom tzarech tam bedavar. Sherei hachorej bebehemos ato behem techa. Hu kemechamer. This is the kash of the Afikayam. Chorej is mechamer. Chorej with an animal. Sheharisha b'karach ha-behemah yinaseh. Harisha happens together with the animal. And he says a big chiddush. V'nomar b'zeh. Shemipnei sheharish b'behemah hu nosen aleha obu kovish osa tachas yodo. When you plow with an animal, Rabbi Isai, that is, you're using the animal to plow. Uber shuso hi omeres. I'm you plowing with the animal the same way you would plow with an electric plow. I'm mowing the grass the same way I would mow with a machine. I'm mowing with the animal. So then everything is me. The animal is like a utensil in the hand of the worker. By mechamer, I encourage the animal to walk. But the animal is not a kli in my hand. It's not a utensil, a kayak that I'm harnessing. It is rather, it's going on its own. I play a role. The animal plays a role. That's mechamer. Charisha b'behema is the animal like a kli b'yad uman. I'm holding it like I would hold a lawnmower. And I mow the ground, so do I plow. V'ein adoma l'mechamer sh'behema hi olechas l'navsha. El sheyesh la his orurus mi'at min ha'mechamer. There he has a little his orurus. But charisha b'behema is a third category. So the Ramban says there's a third category. There's mechamer, this is the Rambam. Really they're the same. The Ramban says no, there's a third category. What's the third category? Not that the animal together with a person do a malacha. There's charisha b'behema, where the animal is behemah's kikli b'yad uman. The person does a malacha with the animal. Not that we do it together. For that on Shabbos. What's the difference between that and putting a cake into an oven? You put a cake into an oven. Rabbis say, nobody here bakes a cake. The oven bakes the cake. What do? You use the oven to bake the cake. So do I use an animal to plow. They're the same thing. Or I use the ground to grow things. I'm harnessing the power of the ground, and that makes things grow. So too, I'm harnessing, or I use a machine. I use a machine to mow the grass. That cuts the grass. I'm not cutting it myself. I'm not with the scissors cutting. I'm mowing the thing, and the thing is mowing the grass. But it's like a kli b'yad uman. So too, when I plow with the animal, that's like a kli b'yad uman. That's the teretz of the Ramban. And for the Ramban, we see something fantastic, which we need to explore. I'm answering a little bit more tomorrow. And that is, let's say I harness another power. I set up a system by which a light turns on. Is that my malacha on Shabbos? Could I be chayav for that? I didn't turn on the light. I created a system by which a light turns on. So for the Ramban, that might be the same as Charisha b'behema. Charisha b'behema is nothing unique to Charisha. It's any time I harness a power on Shabbos to do a malacha for me, you might be chayav. For the Rambam, it's unique. It's really the same as mechamer. He starts kvetching, but there's examples like kosev. Sometimes it's mechamer, sometimes it's Charisha, it's chatas and skila. But for the Ramban, it's because there's a difference in your involvement. Mechamer, you do a malacha together with the animal. Charisha b'behema, I use the animal as a kli. It's very different than just encouraging the animal to walk. So, Mr. Shem, we have to explore that a little bit more tomorrow. Okay, Shkaya from this. What did he say?